The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels, podcast, our podbean.com, Business on the Edge podcast. We're excited about that. Very, very new. We have a free subscription as well as a premium content, and we can also be found on iTunes and any new materials that we put out there. It takes about 5 to 7 days. So if something's out there and I happen to mention it and you don't see it, give it a little bit and it will populate on iTunes there. Also, we have the San Jose Women's Business Examiner. That's a free subscription. You can go out and subscribe to that and get my new publications on business and women and some other great articles that I try to bring to you. Twitter Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. Now, that is a group page, and if you want to connect with that, you can go out and just click join, and we'll get you connected with that so you can share your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. It is a group for you to just kind of get connected and do some business. It is okay to do virtual networking, and I will do a show probably just on virtual networking and the value that that type of networking brings. So you can use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. If you are in business or you're a professional or you're doing something, you should be on LinkedIn, absolutely. Again, you can connect with me directly. Email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments, or maybe you have some show ideas that you would like me to teach about or you're thinking about. Just email us at faithandbusinessonedge.biz and share them with us, and we will do our best to get that out there to you. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I started something new last week, and I'd like to continue to let you know what's going on in the business news. And I again, if you do not have the small biz trends as part of your arsenal of websites that are your favorites, you should make that one of your favorites. A lot of good information out there. One of my absolute best places to be in terms of finding out what's trending in small business, what's happening with women, what's happening with technology, what's happening with franchises, with what's happening with money and finances and all of those great things, marketing, advertising. And so I came across an article that I want to share with you in small business trends. And the exciting thing is that getting money, getting loans, small business loans, is absolutely on an upward climb. And you might say, well, I don't want to get a loan. I don't want to, you know, that's not the thing for me. And I see a lot of businesses that are started by Christians that are kind of uncomfortable with getting loans and how they actually work. In fact, the church that I used to work for them to build that sanctuary, they had to get a loan. They did do a funding campaign. However, they still had to get a loan. So sometimes you have to get money so that way you can do the things that you need to do, leverage what you're trying to do, and buy money smart. Don't buy it in a bad way, in a wrong kind of way, not understanding what you're getting. One of the concerns that I have about small businesses getting money, getting loans, bank loans, is watching out for any predatory lending. And so that can happen. You know, we talk about predatory lending with regards to home buying, but we don't really talk about it with regards to small businesses. And so it is something that I am and have talked to our Senator Bob Wachowski prior to him becoming a senator. He was an assembly member. I'm now talking a little bit with his chief of staff to figure out how we can maybe get something put together that would be potentially a law to require disclosures that banks may not be giving small businesses in order for them to make the best purchasing decision for the money that they're trying to use. Remember, when you're going to get a loan, it is a product. It's not just money, it is a product. And so you're buying that money. And so you need to make sure that you understand everything with regards to that purchase. And I guess the best way to say it is you just want to buy money smart. You want to utilize that money smart. And so you want to shop it around too. You can shop around to other banks as well. So anyway, this particular article is called Biz to Credit Lending Index says institutional lenders on top. What does that mean? So if you go to smallbusinesstrends.com and you locate this article, and again, it is Biz to Credit Lending Index says institutional lenders on top. And so loan approval rates at banks, institutional lenders hits a new high. And so, and this is for small businesses. And so we see that they have this comparison here, and it says 20.1%, and that was in 2014. And this is a yearly comparison here, and then 2015, 11.4%. In a year-to-year comparison, big bank approval rates have increased by more than 11% in July 2015 from 20.10%. Approval rates. So in July 2014, so it is up by 11%. Now, the monthly comparison on that, big banks that are $10 billion or more in assets increased slightly from June, approving 22.4% of small business loan requests in July. I'm excited about this because after the downturn of the economy, it was like, I think everyone was kind of had that deer in the headlights kind of feeling like, I don't want to deal with money. I don't want to give loans. Banks were really hard nose on giving any loans at the time. And so now we're seeing our economy get better. And so they're loosening the belt a little bit there. But so big banks, the $10 billion plus in assets increased slightly from June, approving 22.4% of small business loan requests in July, up from 22.19%. Making the ninth consecutive month that approval rates have increased for the largest banks. So I am very, very pleased to hear and see that there are some opportunities for you to consider. Institutional lenders approved 61.7% of small business loans in July alone, that's up from 61.4% in June. So this is great news for us. Between then and now, the category has seen a year-over-year growth of 8.67%. Why is that important? Because you need to know what's going on with the money, with money and finances. We need to be financially intelligent so we can make smart decisions with regards to what we're doing. So I just wanted to share some information with you. So if you are starting a business or you're in business, if you're a ministry, if you're whatever the case may be, there's resources out there. You just have to know where to tap into those resources and leverage the opportunity. We need to be strategists. We need to understand that God is a strategist. And then there's money out there when the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. We need to understand how we access those resources. And so this is a way that we can start thinking about that. And so we're going to go ahead and go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We are going to bridge the gap between business and faith. There is a verse or a part of a verse that has been kind of gnawing at me all week long. And it really wasn't the whole verse. It was just one word in the verse that kind of just kept picking at me. And the word, this particular part of the scripture says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And this is actually out of Romans 1, verse 17. And it reads like this: for in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith, or the just will live by faith. I'm going to read it to you also out of the Complete Jewish Bible, which is one of my favorite Bibles, the King James Version, the Tanakh, and the Jewish Complete Bible. It's just a closer rendition of the original Word of God, and so I enjoy trying to go back as far as I can, since I do not read Hebrew. Would love to learn someday. But in Romans, in the Complete Jewish Bible, and I'm going to start from verse 16 and read what Paul is saying. He says, for I am not ashamed of the good news, the gospel, since it is God's powerful means of bringing salvation to everyone who keeps on trusting, remember the word trusting, to the Jew especially, but equally to the Gentiles. We are Gentiles. Verse 17, for in it, it is revealed how God makes people righteous in his sight. And from beginning to end, it is through trust. As the Tanakh puts it, but the person who is righteous will live his life by trust. And this was so powerful. And the word just was just kind of really pulling on me. And it pulled on me because I wanted to know. I'm a business owner. And so when I say business, of course, I mean ministry. And when I say ministry, I mean business. Or you could be for-profit, non-profit. But we're all businesses, okay? And so when he says, or when the Word of God says, the just shall live by faith, it is the righteous. And I'm thinking, Lord, how are we just? You can't be just without the power of the righteousness of God, the gospel. The whole reason why we're going through this process of life because of the fall of man, we had a Christ who is the good news, the righteousness of God. Salvation is it takes a faith. And this is only for those who believe that the righteousness, the power of God, the power of the gospel makes you just. The righteousness of God makes you just. You can never be just. You can never work hard enough to be just, to be righteous. It is by faith that you believe that God sent his son for you to become just and righteous and saved. It says, what does this have to do with business? If you don't understand this, you're going to struggle in your business. You're going to struggle with the hard times. Because the Bible says that the just, the righteous, will live by faith, trusting always. That's how we go from faith to faith, is that we trust throughout, from beginning to end. When you come to Christ, when you get saved, God says, now you will live. I have made you righteous, and you will live by faith. You will live by trusting me over and over and over again. So we must live by faith. We must live by trust. So when you go on to verse 18, I just want to share this with you. It's very interesting. What is revealed is God's anger. Now, God has revealed his righteousness through his son, his righteousness of God. We get that from verse 16 and 17. Paul says, hey, look, I am not going to be ashamed of the good news of the gospel of Christ. I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel, because God reveals his power and his righteousness to save you. Why is this important? Because, again, if you don't get this, you're going to struggle in your business, whether it's a ministry, whether it's tax exempt. You know, I don't like really the term nonprofit, because God is not a nonprofit God. He's a for-profit God. So if you happen to be under, have a nonprofit structure, you are tax exempt. Some of you are familiar with Reverend Dorothy Daniels. She says, I am tax exempt. She does not call herself a nonprofit ministry. She's tax exempt. And so I appreciate that. But In verse 18, it says, what is revealed is God's anger from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who in their wickedness keep suppressing the truth. See, we can't suppress the truth. The truth is that God is a righteous God who gave his son, that revealed his righteousness through his son, revealed the righteousness power of God for you to get saved through belief, through your faith, through believing. So you can keep trusting and having faith. So whatever you're doing on this planet, on this earth, it is not by your might, not by your power, but God's spirit, says the Lord, which means that if you have a ministry, if you have a whatever business you're in, and if you're in business, you're still in ministry, you're doing the work of the Lord, that you have to do it by faith. Otherwise, you can't do it. Why? Because there's no faith. You don't have faith in the righteousness and the power of God and what he's doing. So what is revealed is God's anger from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who in their wickedness keep suppressing the truth. God is the truth, the righteousness, because he is God, because what is known about God is plain to them, since God has made it plain to them forever since the creation of the universe, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature have been clearly seen, because they can be understood from what he has made. Therefore, they have no excuse. When God says there will be no excuse, because although they know who God is, they do not glorify him as God or thank him. Whatever they're doing. On the contrary, they have become futile in their thinking, and their undiscerning hearts have become darkened. Claiming to be wise, they have become fools. In fact, they have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for mere images, like a mortal human being, or like birds, animals, or reptiles. What is God saying? God says, I am the truth. I am the way. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the righteousness. He is God. He is salvation. Is your very existence and belief in God is the power, the same power and the faith that you should be walking in when you run your business. When you're operating in the ministry, when you're doing what you're doing, you have to understand that when those hard times come, whether they're good or bad, to God be the glory. Whether it's good or bad, the power of God is bigger than whatever's going wrong in your business or ministry, whatever's ailing you, whatever's keeping you. If you're struggling, you have to know that God says you will live by faith. You will live by trusting him over and over and over and over again, because you are the righteousness. You are the just. Who made you righteous and just? It is God. You didn't make yourself righteous or just. It is his power that supersedes everything that's going on in your world. That includes what's going on in your business. So if your business is not, and you're not seeing the results that you want to see, then you need to ask, am I living by faith? Am I living and trusting God? Is the righteousness and the God that made me righteous and just, am I living by faith? Because he says, if you're not, he says, your undiscerning hearts. You don't believe in you're not speaking the truth, because the truth is that the power of God, the righteousness of God, the gospel, the saving grace, the saving power is the same power, the same work that causes you to go from faith to faith to faith, to trust him, and trusting him always through trust. You have to keep trusting him. You have to keep trusting him. You have to keep going to another level. Keep going to another level. When difficult times come in your business, you have to keep going. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. You have to keep trusting him, because that righteous power is the power of God that will make you great. He's the one who makes you great. He's the one that makes you just and righteous. Who is just? You are just. Who made you just? The righteousness of God's power, the gospel, salvation to those who believe are made just, righteous, will live by the faith, trusting in God, faith to faith. So now you have the power in you to believe for the best for the business that you're in. So go and be about God's business. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 Faith and Business on the Edge on KFAX.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. And if you're just tuning in, we were bridging the gap between business and faith. And we were talking about the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. And I want to tie up some loose ends. And I want to share something out of one of the commentaries that as I was studying this out, and it just blessed me so much. I just love the Lord. I love God so much. And so when Paul's talking about, he makes this proclamation, he makes this statement, he says, I am not ashamed. It relates to an assertion. I am ready. Paul felt it was a privilege to preach the gospel. And so as he goes on in verse 16 and 17, he's not ashamed. His statement was based on two premises. Number one, the gospel is the power of God. Number one. Number two, the gospel reveals the righteousness of God. And so when we look at these verses, it shows God as the source of the gospel. Verse 16 and 17 shows further, as I share this commentary with you, the dynamics of the gospel, the power of God. Number two, the aim of the gospel, your salvation. And the extent of the gospel is for everyone. The condition of the gospel, number four, that believeth, you have to believe. And then number five, the reason for the gospel, the just, the righteous shall live by faith. And so as we're out there in our different stations, in our different industry skills and industry know-how, we are here to share the gospel. And that doesn't mean that you have to always wear a banner on your head or anything like that. You have to know and use wisdom with whatever you're doing, that when the opportunity comes, you are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and that God is going to do within your business that he needs to do to make sure that you're going to be able to deliver that message when the time comes. So we, the just, the righteous, you cannot be just or righteous on your own. God does that through his own righteous power. You can't. So if you're trying to be righteous and just on your own, you can stop, because that's God's business. You live by faith and you trust in his righteous power to move you forward. Amen. Okay, so we are going to now focus on some power resources from power people, businesses, and ministries. It's been just us today. I kind of wanted to keep us kind of close-knit today. We might have one caller calling in that I like to share with you, and that's Frank Cancilla. We'll see if we can get him on the line. But let me share with you some resources. You know, the faith-based community is under, I don't want to say underserved, Well, you know, when the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge, we lack knowledge and information. And so what I'm trying to do is to make sure I bring you knowledge and information. In fact, I want to, I had three of our listeners come visit me this last week. They're starting a business, and I think it's a fantastic venture that they want to visit. And they were looking for information, and I was able to share with them that information. These sisters are just beautiful, beautiful ladies, and I'm going to do whatever I can on my part and what God has me to do to be a blessing to them and make sure that they have the resources that they need to move forward in what God has them for. And one of the things that they appreciated is all of the information and tools that they could get with regards to starting their business. They got tons of resources, tons of resources. So let's talk about, what if you're a business online? And again, my small biz trends, there's an article out there, the first five things to do after getting your business online. And so with ministries, there's a lot of ministry business online. How do you monetize that? How do you get your resources out there so people can connect with it and you can build that, monetize that, so you can take those resources and put it back into your ministry so you can keep doing what you want to do? You know, sometimes people get offended at, well, because you're a ministry, everything should be free. Well, that's not correct thinking. When God says that a workman is worthy of his hire, we need to understand what the workman is doing. I have a whole nother teaching with regards to how you should be taking care of your pastors and leaders and how they should not be in the field working, but we won't go there right now. I'll just not get on that soapbox for the moment. But we need to make sure that it costs something to be in business. It costs something to record and to get equipment and do all the things that we don't ever blink an eye at when we go to the movies, when we go buy a CD of one of your favorite artists or something like that. We put this different standard on the people of God as if they're not using money and trying to get the right resources so they can bring a message to you, that they can bring hope to you, that they can do what God has called them to do. We make it so much harder for the people of God to be in business, and it just baffles me. I don't even get it. I can't even wrap my brain around it. There's this poor mentality in the church community that we have to break. It is almost like, I grew up poor. I grew up in the ghetto. I mean, there's this mentality, and you know what? It's in the church. And I'm trying to figure out how it got there. And I'm not sure how it got there, but we need to break it. And we do need to build wealth. God says, I've given you the power to get wealth. So that means money. So you need to be able to get it. If that offends you, God wants you to have it. I don't know. You have to have that conversation with him if that upsets you. But so if you have an online business ministry, number one, branding. That is a huge deal. I talk about this all the time. Use your domain name to help promote your brand. And so I can get into a teaching about branding, but I'm talking from this specific article. You must let people know that you're there. Branding. Let people know that you're there. And branding is more than your logo. And so again, I could get in a whole teaching about what branding is. I'm not going to do that. I don't have much time in this segment. Two, you need to create content. Like we are doing our podcast and we're continuing creating content, putting new content out there on our podcast. If you want to get connected with our podcast, go to podbean.com, search for Business on the Edge podcast, and you can get connected for free. If you want premium content, and you can get that too for $9.99 a month. And that's just premium content. There's a lot of information out there that will be a blessing to you. And there's information out there that in the free content that will also be a blessing to you. But at some point you need to invest in your business. That's why I make you pay for some of the things that I do. Why? Because you won't appreciate what you don't pay for. You have to invest. I invest in my business. I invest in what I'm supposed to do. Number three, seek out customers. Email and social outbound marketing says, well, I don't have customers. I'm ministering to people. Those are customers. You have to understand and get out of the religious mindset we have the best product on earth, Jesus Christ, the love of Christ, salvation. And we're concerned about whether or not, you know, I don't want to sell Jesus. Well, the devil don't mind selling himself all day long. He's going to do it all day long. Customers, he's going to encourage them to go to his church and all of this. We have to understand that doesn't, these terminologies are just ways for us to understand how to connect and how to work within our business and in terms of the framework. So don't get so concerned about, you know, well, they're not customers, they're people. They're customers. They're buying into something. You want them to agree with what you're talking about. So you have email marketing, social media marketing, search engine marketing. You know, like I said, monetizing. Find out the best way to monetize. This is a very good article on this. And say you're selling books, for example, or it's downloadable, and you don't want people downloading 10. You know, so there's this. You need some sort of security between your PDF file that's on your server and the purchase point. And there's a software called dlguard.com, and it will only allow the purchaser to purchase that one item. You can't download it 5 times. You have to watch that sort of thing. Be open to learning and use it to prepare. Be open to learning. We talked about this last week. Sometimes you're not open to learning because you think you can't do something because it's new for you or age or some reason. And when God says that, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you can't tell me that you can't do something when God can do all things and he's your Savior, he's your Father, he's your Daddy. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, a little bit more of Faith and Business on the Edge. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I've got a few more power resources for you from our Power Corner. And that is, and I think I mentioned this last week, Wix.com, W-I-X.com. That is a great place to do a quick website. The tools are super, super, super easy. You could have a website up if you're savvy the same day. If you just sit there and get it in, it'll take a couple of days if you're kind of learning the tool. But overall, it is a great tool, Wix.com. You're not doing any back-end coding. It's doing everything for you. And if you're a graphic designer or you have an eye for, you know, just making something look good, you'll do perfectly fine. And it's a great tool. The websites are free. And if you want to subscribe, then and the difference is that they have their Wix.com advertising on the free choice. If you'd go that route in terms of your product choice, if you subscribe, then you can use your own domain, and of course it will also remove the advertisement. So up to you. They are also mobile ready websites. I have a announcement. Now, you've heard me talk about I am a certified Small Business Development Center advisor, and I am advising several small businesses at the moment. But I have a goal, and I have two slots, maybe three, available for a motivated small business owner. You must be in Silicon Valley, Santa Clara. So you must be in the Santa Clara County for me to work with you under SBDC, and it will not cost you anything. But here's the criteria: motivated small business owner, that you've written your business plan, or you have a business plan in motion, or you're thinking about writing your business plan. You need funding. You need funding. That is a big deal. You're looking for funding. And that I'd prefer it to be traditional loan or SBA loan. That would be fantastic. We have a program called Go Biz, and that that program is about getting small businesses funded. Maybe you need grants. I will also consider those that might need a grant as well. I'm a grant writer, and we could work with you on that. But you need funding, and you're willing to work within the next, I want to say, 60 to 90 days, 30 to 90 days, to put you in a new position and opportunities for your business to be moved to the next level. And so if that is you, then please call my office at 408-205-4056 and let Michonne know that you heard it here on AM 1100 KFAX and that you want to meet with me. And she'll schedule an appointment. But you must meet those criteria that you are motivated small business owner, because it's going to be a push. It's going to be a climb. That you have your business plan going or thinking about it, or you're ready, you just want to get moving, and maybe we need to modify it, whatever the case may be. Now, I will say this, you're going to do the heavy lifting. I am going to work with you to get you in the right position to potentially get funded. And so the resources at SBDC are absolutely fantastic. And what I do is I help people prepare for that next level in business. And I have 2 to 3 slots available. Doesn't cost you a thing other than a phone call. Come meet with me. We'll put it in your application and get you approved. And then I will start working with you at least 2 hours a week. So think about that. And again, connect with us at 408-205-4056 or faith@businessontheedge.biz and let me know that is you. Our podcast, I mentioned that in our last segment. Our podcast, if you are a business owner, if you're a professional, this is what these podcasts are about. It's about life, because you need to be professionally stable. For example, if you get fired from your job, it is not okay for you to go and retaliate at your job of any sort. So we have content that will help you stay professionally grounded. We also have your business resources, financial resources, leadership resources, industry leaders that I have interviewed, resources, original content resources. There is no reason why you shouldn't be part of our subscription for Business on the Edge podcast, because it is absolutely phenomenal. And it is going to, you can listen to this stuff anytime you want. The podcast can be on your, you can download the Podbean app to your phone, or you can pick us up on iTunes. It's there as well. But some of the topics out there are our latest one. Actually, we put up new content every week, so it's gonna continue to just grow. You just won't be able to listen to everything, and you know, we're just gonna keep putting it out there, so that way you always have something out there to connect with. So last week, what we put out was, do you dream big and do nothing about it? I talk about that. In 2014, there's a podcast out there, California Small Business of the Year. You should know about being a California Small Business of the Year. My client won Small Business of the Year, and that was a direct result of our efforts working with them. In fact, we interviewed Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Rogers, so if you are football fans, you know who he is. Other podcast out there, did you know public relations is absolutely smart business? Oh my gosh, this is like a biggie. This is, churches barely come out and do public relations. And public relations is not just what you're doing at your church, by the way. And we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate that you're doing the Christmas giveaways and the Thanksgiving. But public relations is you coming out of your four walls, going to your civic leaders events, your community events and participating, maybe even volunteering. Go figure. Oh my gosh. And we want people to come to our churches and we don't get involved with anything that they're doing because it's not church related. You know, Jesus just wasn't like that. He went out into the community. He was relating with the public all the time. And so you need to go out and relate with the public. Get connected. Who's your council members? Who's your county supervisors? Who's your assembly members and civic leaders and senators so you can make a difference in your world? And let them know, I don't want anything from you. I want to come out and be a blessing to you. Public relationships is absolutely important for all small businesses. Absolutely important. How to inventory yourself is out there. How about this? Dallas couple, real dreams, real talk, multiple streams of income. I have a show out there when I was in Chicago. We did a live show, and our guest was, if you're a White Castle lover, I love White Castle. So there's a lot of information, and these shows and the original content, there's keys and tips and tools to help you. Keys to a successful business future is out there and so much more. So if you get a chance, go out to podbean.com, search for Business on the Edge podcast, and just start listening to some podcasts. Take us for a test drive. There's plenty of free resources out there. But if you want to dig a little deeper and get a little bit more, subscribe. You know, if you don't have $10 a month to invest in your business, you probably shouldn't be in business. Anyhow, I'm just saying, don't get mad. I'm just saying it's $10. So anyway, we're going to go to a break. AM 1100 KFBX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. It has been a pleasure to be with you today. We have talked about it all. If you haven't learned by now, On the Edge is in there for a reason. I am not politically correct. I don't necessarily focus on that. So if I've offended, it's not my purpose, but my job is to give it to you straight so you can be great in your businesses, be great at what you have to do. So we've talked about getting funding. We talked about, what are some of the things we talked about today? Just a quick recap. We talked about lending. Small business lending is definitely on the upswing. So if you are interested in getting funding, connect with us. And maybe you'll, if you're in Santa Clara County, you can qualify and we can bring you under the Small Business Development Center program and work with you so you can take it to another level. Also, some of the other tools that you can use, also Google AdWords and, you know, marketing yourself. We were talking about, you know, just if you have an online presence, an online business, you want to use Google AdWords, you want to use Facebook marketing, and they have Facebook marketing out there. They have Facebook marketing partners. You just kind of have to see what the tools are. You can go into the help menu of Facebook, and if you type in Facebook marketing, you're going to get a list of resources out there that can help you promote your business and get some support that you need out there as well. Our On the Edge Women in Business Club, I was asked about our club by the lovely ladies that came to visit us, and they took some flyers. But before I get to that, let me just circle back really quick again about what we've talked about. Is the just shall live by faith. You are righteous. You are just. Live by faith and go do what God has you to do. And if you didn't hear all that I talked about, we are going to put this on our podcast and we'll put it out there for you to connect with in just a couple of weeks. And it will be broadcast also actually on KDIA and KDYA in about 2 weeks. So you can tune in on those stations and look at the lineup. You can find me over there as well. The On the Edge Women in Business Club. We continue to expand and grow. It's an absolutely phenomenal club. It's an opportunity. It is not, let me make this clear. It is not a church club. It's not a Christian club. It is a business club. So we have women from all diverse backgrounds. So let me just make that plain. Wonderful, wonderful women that want to do great things, that want to build relationships and friends and business relationships as well. So the value of the On the Edge Women in Business Club, you can use the club website as a resource tool. You can network on your own time. You can get training resources, low cost and no cost, and listen on your own time. You can write blogs in the forum. You can connect with members from the member directory that you can send out messages to. Do not do group blasts, though. Don't spam, and do not put them part of your group networks unless you have their permission. We just want to respect the boundaries and what we're trying to do in the club. We have monthly leadership calls. Actually, we have a monthly leadership call next Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I might open that call up. So connect with us out on Facebook or email us. And if you want to be on our leadership call for next week, ladies, it is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we're doing. And it's leadership. So I always teach. There's always time to circle the call to share with people what you're doing and get connected with your business as well. We have premium level memberships. We have professional level memberships. We have business level memberships, and we have junior level memberships. The premium level memberships are the only memberships that you cannot buy into. You have to graduate into them. You have to prove yourself. And that allows you potentially the opportunity to become a Business on the Edge affiliate trainer, because we do lots of events. So that's basically what that is. So if you want to connect with the On the Edge Women in Business Club, go out to our website at businessontheedge.biz and click on the club, and you'll get more information out there as well as information about our podcast. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It is a pleasure and a blessing to be here for you. And hopefully we are impacting and making a difference for you and your business and your life. Connect with me. Let me know that you're tuning in and you're listening, and what I can do to be a bigger blessing to you. God bless you. AM 1100 KFAX. Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.